when I was at Russell, we went up the Erie Canal, you know. We went to, and at the time we went out to Long Island Sound, Connecticut River to Wethersfield, New Haven. In the summer, we went up the Erie Canal, which I love, because you get up in the morning, you see the cows, you smell the grass, you know. But then we started running on the Great Lakes. That was a 700-horsepower tug with a 20,000-barrel barge loaded with gasoline and put a hawser out. I didn't see land for 2.5 days. I says, I'm saying, I don't like this, you know. I like the action. So after a couple of trips, we went to Detroit, then Toledo. I asked for a relief in Detroit. Yeah, sure. They weren't going to hear it. They didn't hear me. So when we got to Toledo, then from Detroit to Toledo, it was about a 10-hour trip. I said, there's no relief here. Said, no, there won't be either. I said, okay, I'm leaving. I took a plane home. I guess it was Toledo. It was a propeller job, of course, 1953, right? I flew to LaGuardia, went home, and the guy in the office at Russell says, I'm going to blackball you. You'll never get a job in New York Harbor again. You blackball, I'll call the union. The next morning, I was working for McAllister. Because I went up to their office, and of course, I dressed like a Wall Street broker. I had, you know, fedora, shirt and tie, a nice suit. And they said, you're applying for that kind of job? I said, yeah. So, okay, we'll be in touch. I went home. Before I got in the door, my mother said, they just called you. So I met Pamela's boat. I met that boat at 69th Street, Brooklyn. It was called the McAllister 41. McAllister must have bought these two boats from Esso or Exxon.
Yeah.
Maybe 50, 51, I don't know. Nobody seems to know because nobody can remember. They're all dead.